ಕಾರ್ಯಸಂಪನ್ನ ಗೋಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ರಕ್ಷಕ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೇರಾಧಿಪತಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜಕ್ಕೆ
citizens of Chera dynasty, please hear the glories of our dear king. He is extraordinarily intelligent, expert at ruling the kingdom, learned in all the Vedic scriptures.
By his strength, he is the emperor of all the South Indian provinces.
By the prowess of our king, the four Purusharthas, namely Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, are easily obtained by all his citizens.
Stop! Stop this! This wealth, beauty, power, fame, what good has it done to me? I have everything, but still I am not satisfied. In all my life, I was so proud. But now, by the mercy of Lord Ranganath, I am able to see the emptiness of all these material opulences.
This is the story of a great king of the Chera dynasty. This king ruled his kingdom exactly like Lord Ramchandra did. He was the incarnation of the Kaustubha jewel sent by the Lord himself to this world. He went on to become one of the prominent acharyas of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. His writings are a guiding light to all those who desire to achieve devotion to Lord Vishnu. Let us all witness the glorious life of this great soul, King Kulashekhar Alwar.
Bhattacharya, what is the use of a life which is without understanding the spiritual essence? Without the association of Vaishnavas, living in this world is just useless. I should immediately go to Srirangam. I will surrender myself to Lord Ranganath and I will associate with the Vaishnavas there. Yes, I will go to Srirangam. Yes. Oh Lord Ranganath, I am coming, I am coming.
Alas, alas, Govindrajan, save the kingdom. If our king goes to Srirangam and starts associating with the Vaishnavas there, he will never come back. Then what will happen to us and our whole kingdom? Who will rule the kingdom? Please do something and save our kingdom.
No, this is impossible. Somehow or other, we have to keep the king here. Let us seriously think about it.
I have a suggestion. Let us bring here as many Vaishnavas as possible so that whenever king starts leaving for Srirangam, they will come and then he has to serve them.
Excellent! Swaminathan, excellent!
Perfect! Kartikeyan, immediately go to Srirangam and bring as many Vaishnavas as possible. Let the whole kingdom be full of Vaishnavas, so that our king never leaves us.
Shigram, Shigram.
Yes, now the Vaishnavas will come and the king will never leave us.
Let's arrange for their welcome.
Kripa Shankar, I have decided to go to Srirangam and I am leaving immediately. Please arrange for my travel.
But Maharaj, there are some Vaishnavas waiting for you. How can you go without receiving them? How can you displease them, Maharaj?
Oh, really? Vaishnavas?
Yes, Maharaj. They are waiting.
Why are they waiting outside? I will be most happy to serve them. Please. Please take me to them. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, great Vaishnavas. Please come.
and meet our king. He's very eagerly waiting for you. Please come. Oh, Venkat Bhatt, please, please. Parashar Bhatt, oh, come, come, come. Murli Bhatt, come.
Oh, great Vaishnavas, please come. Today my palace is purified by the dust of your lotus feet. It's my fortune to serve all of you. Please come, please come.
In this way, the whole city of Thiruvananthapuram was filled with innumerable Vaishnavas, and King Kulashekhar got busy in serving them. The king would serve prasad to them, hear Harikatha from them, and do kirtans. He started hearing Puranas, Itihasas, and Mahabharat from the Vaishnavas.
From today, let us all hear the glories of Lord Sri Ramachandra, which is the real treasure of all of our lives. Let the Ramayana be read every day in the palace. Please continue the narration, O Dvijashrestha.
O King, then Lord Ram returned successfully from Mithila after breaking the great sacrificial bow of Lord Shiva. There was a great festival for marriage of Lord Ram and Mother Sita.
Oh, these were such beautiful stories. Kulashekhar was in ecstasy. Anything, every day, he was just so absorbed in Ramayana. It was happening now. It's eternal. And the fact is, it is. These are eternal leelas, nitya leela. It's not something that happened millions of years ago. It did happen millions of years ago. But if you're absorbed, it's happening at the present moment in your very heart. In some universe, somewhere, Nitya Leela, the Lord is performing all of His Leelas. And if you have the eyes to see in the holy place, you can see those Leelas even today.
The whole city of Ayodhya was waiting for the arrival of Lord Ram and Mother Sita. Entire kingdom was decorated and there were great celebrations all over the city of Ayodhya.
Today is the marriage of Lord Ram and Mother Sita. Let's have a festival. Decorate the entire kingdom. Arrange for a feast for everyone. Perform the yajnas. Give charity to Brahmanas. Let us celebrate!
Every day was a festival. Every day the kingdom was decorated. Every day the citizens worshipped Lord Ram. One particular day, the Brahmana was reading from the Aranyakanda section of the Ramayana.
And thus, attracted by the beauty of the two brothers, she arrived at Tapovan. She wanted to marry Lord Ram.
Oh, best among the Kshatriyas, Ram, look at my beauty. I am Shurpanakha, sister of the great Ravana. Let's enjoy each other's company, Ram.
Oh, beautiful lady. I have taken a vow of having only one wife. And my wife is here. I cannot marry you. Please go to my brother Lakshman instead.
Oh, my dear handsome hero! Oh, Lakshman! You will not find any lady more beautiful than me in the entire creation. Let's marry and enjoy together.
If you are so beautiful and so special, you deserve to be on top. I am just a servant of Lord Ram. And if you marry me, you will be subordinate to Sita. I think you should go to Ram.
Come, Ram! Let's go! The entire jungle is ours! We will roam together and enjoy!
For cultured ladies like you, it is always painful to have a co-wife. But my brother Lakshman, his wife is not here. It's better if you go back and propose to him.
Hey, Lakshman! You are even more powerful than your brother. Please, come with me. We will enjoy together.
My dear lady, you will never be happy being subordinate to Sita. I think Ram is the best match for you.
Oh, Ram! Why are you attached to this ugly, skinny, deformed creature, Sita? What satisfaction does this Sita give you? Look at my beauty. Let us enjoy. And if Sita is coming in the way of my enjoying you, I will tear her into pieces!
Enough! Lakshman, please do something. Teach her a lesson.
Approached her brothers Khar and Dushan, who were staying in the forest. Hearing her horrifying ordeal, Khar and Dushan set out to take revenge. With 14,000 soldiers, Khar and Dushan were coming towards Panchvati. Ram told Lakshman to guard Mother Sita in a cave, and he stood alone with his bow and arrows to fight with the entire army. But Valmiki Muni is asking a question here. How could Ram alone battle against so many soldiers?
What? Lord Ram is alone? My lord is alone? When I have armies, when I have power, how can I sit here enjoying when my lord is alone? Ministers, generals, armies, immediately prepare for a battle. Khar and Dushan are attacking with 14,000 Rakshasa soldiers. We will march to Panchavati immediately.
Kripa Shankar, what are we going to do now? Our king has gone mad with devotion.
This battle took place millions of years ago. What are you going to do there in Panchavati?
Govindrajan, what are you waiting for? Lord Ram is all alone there. Let us attack these demons with the best of our weapons. Let's go!
Oh no! Ranganatha! Ranganatha! What has this happened?
I have an idea. Yes, this seems to be the only solution. Be quick! Follow me! Senapati, hurry up now. We don't have much time. We must go twice as fast as the king.
Oh, King! Stop! Please stop! Aho Bhagyam! Aho Bhagyam!
Oh, King! We are just coming from Panchavati. We saw everything. Lord Ramachandra single-handedly defeated Kar, Dushan, and all the 14,000 Rakshasas.
Now there is no need of worrying. Lord Ram is reunited with Mother Sita.
Lord Ram, Ram, my Lord has conquered everyone. He is victorious. Let's go back and celebrate. We must have a grand festival. Let's go and have a huge procession for the Lord.
And then they had a great celebration in the kingdom. After this incident, the ministers got alarmed and they had a serious meeting.
I am not getting any solution for this problem. Our king is getting more and more maddened in devotion.
Govindarajan, this is too much. Somehow or other, we have to stop this regular reading of Ramayana.
Ayyo, mana pichigani. This is not at all possible. The king will never allow this. Ramayana is life and soul for our king. If we try to stop the reading, he will no longer stay here in the palace.
I have got a nice proposal. Ramurti, please come here. From today onwards, please read only the happy pastimes from Ramayana. Any pastime where Lord Ram or Mother Sita is in danger, please don't read it.
Fantastic! Very nice idea.
Henceforth, every day there will be festival.
Oh, feasting every day? Yes, yes. Why not?
From that day, Ramayan was read every day for the king, according to the editorial policy. And every day, the whole kingdom used to celebrate a great festival. Such was the devotion of King Kulashekhar, where he actually saw the pastimes happening in front of his eyes. On one historical evening, the Brahmana, who regularly read Ramayana for the king, had to go outside for some urgent work. He told his son to read Ramayana, but the Brahmana forgot to tell him the editorial policy.
Lord Ram, Lakshman and Mother Sita were peacefully staying in Panchavati. One day, the demon Maricha took the form of a golden deer to allure Ram and Lakshman as per Ravana's order, and he entered the hermitage where the Lord was dwelling.
Oh my Lord, look at that beautiful deer. Its lotus eyes and hooves are like jewels. And see the color in the spots on that deer. I have never seen any deer like that. Oh Lord, get that deer for me and we will play with it in our palace when we return to Ayodhya.
No, that animal is not amongst the 84 lakh species of life. There exists no deer like that. That is the Rakshas Marich in the guise of a deer, just to do some mischief. So just ignore this deer.
No, I really like this deer. I want this deer. Swami, please get me that deer.
All right. I will get you the deer. Lakshman, you stay here with Sita and protect her. I will go and get the deer.
Then Lord Ram went deeper and deeper into the jungle behind the deer. And at last he understood that it was Maricha in the guise of the deer.
danger. Lakshman, go help. He's calling for you.
On the order of Mother Sita, Lakshman had to go into the forest to help Lord Ram.
Lakshman! How come you are here? Did I not tell you to guard Sita?
My lord, after hearing your voice, Mother Sita forced me to come here.
It was Maricha who shouted in my voice. This is a plot. Sita is in danger, Lakshman. We have to go back immediately. Hey, Sita! Sita! Where are you? Where are you, Sita? No! No! Sita! Sita! Sita!
But the evil Ravana had already abducted Mother Sita and he started harassing and terrorizing her.
Ravan! Ravan, I will kill you! How dare you touch Mother Sita? Mother Sita, I am coming. I am coming. Your servant is coming to rescue you. Soldiers, ministers, armies! We will march to Lanka immediately. We will kill Ravan and we will bring Mother Sita back to the loving arms of Lord Ram. Come, we must go. Let's march towards Lanka. Ravan! Ravan!
Overwhelmed by the grief of kidnapping of Mother Sita, King Kulashekhar started until he reached the Indian Ocean.
My dear King, we have reached the ocean. Please stop this madness. Let us turn back now.
Mother Sita, I am coming. I am coming, Mother Sita.
My lord, what are you doing? Please don't enter into the ocean.
Ravan, I will kill you.
Stop. Oh King, please stop.
I am coming, Mother Sita. I am coming.
My dear Kulashekhar.
Oh my lord. My lord. I am coming. I am coming, my lord. We will go and rescue Mother Sita from the evil Ravan.
Kulashekhar, I am just coming from Lanka. We defeated Ravan. Ravana is dead and Sita is here with me. Just as I saved the conditioned living entities drowning in the ocean of material existence, similarly, my dear Kulashekhar, I will save you. Come, let's go back to your kingdom and celebrate.
Mother Sita is rescued. Lord Ram is victorious. Ravana is dead. Let's have a grand festival.
The king's ecstasies were increasing day by day, just like the waxing moon. Ministers of the king became anxious about the administration of the kingdom.
We don't know. What is going to happen next?
This behavior of the king is becoming more and more unpredictable.
We only brought the Vaishnavas here thinking that this will solve the problem. But the same solution has become a bigger problem now. Now, he's associating only with the Vaishnavas and he's just absorbed in kathas and kirtans and pujas.
And he's just inviting these Vaishnavas from all the directions. And he leaves anything and everything just to serve them.
Now, there is only one solution. If the king loses faith in the Vaishnavas, he will never want to associate with them and our problem will be solved.
Yes, I have a plan. Final and perfect. Come here, come here.
Swaminathan, go quickly. The king is about to come.
Govindarajan, let's have the narration of Ramayana. All of you make sure that everyone in the court attends these narrations regularly. Lord Ram's glories is the real wealth of all of our lives.
Yes, Maharaj.
Ayyo Ramachandra! Alas, alas! The diamond necklace of the Lord has been stolen! Oh King, we are cheated! We are cheated!
What? Who dared to touch the paraphernalia of my Lord?
The only ones who have access to the deity room are these Vaishnavas.
Becoming slaves of their greedy desires, these Vaishnavas must have stolen the necklace.
Impossible! It's impossible for them to do this. These are the simple-hearted devotees of Lord. Vaishnavas are pure. Vaishnavas will never steal. It is impossible for them to even think of such a sinful act. I will prove to you that the Vaishnavas are innocent and faultless. Bring me a basket with a venomous cobra immediately.
Govindarajan, what is this happening? Our king, this is too much.
I don't know, Kripa Shankar. But we have to bring the basket.
If the Vaishnavas are pure and spotless in their thoughts and character, then the cobra cannot harm me. But if they are the culprits, then let this cobra bite me and kill me.
Stop! Stop!
Oh my Lord!
Hey Ranganatha! Raksha! Raksha!
Oh King, please forgive us. This was our plot. We have hidden the necklace.
We thought that the Vaishnavas are distracting you from your duties. We were unaware of your exalted position.
Oh King, please don't doubt us. We did this only for the sake of our kingdom.
Please forgive us, oh King. Please forgive us.
King Kulashekar, being a true devotee of Lord Ram, exhibited the qualities of the Lord. Kulashekar forgave his ministers.
My dear ministers and Brahmanas, you are forgiven. Carry on with your services. But henceforward, never accuse innocent people. What is the use of staying in a place where there is no respect for Vaishnavas? Oh Lord Ranganath, I can't bear this separation anymore. Now my life is only for your service, my Lord, only for your service. I am coming, my Lord, I am coming. I am coming, my Lord, I am coming.
With this in mind, King Kulashekar coronated his son as the king and left for Sri Rangam. He spent the rest of his life living very simple, doing humble service to Lord Ranganath and the Vaishnavas. constantly absorbed in hearing the glorious pastimes and chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord.
Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panyarantam adaiva visatume manasa rajahansa prana prana samai kapavata pitau kanthavarodhan vidhau smaranam kutaste.
This is not just a story. King Kulashekar's writings and his example is honored even today by hundreds of millions of people. And one beautiful thing we could learn from this story is how extraordinary it is to be absorbed. When we read the Holy Scriptures, we should not think that this is simply something that has happened. King Kulashekar was living in the present moment. That was his absorption.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.